Good morning.
Good morning.
I thank the Lord for being here today.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for him being with us this morning.
Yes.
We need him every step of the way. I surely need him. I need your prayers this morning. Sunday school was heavy and serious.
Yes.
And this is also very serious, the message that I have this morning. I believe the Lord gave it to me.
Amen.
It's for our encouragement, but it's also it's to help us out. And so, as always, I desire your prayers because I want the will of God to be done in and through me, and I want your souls to be blessed and encouraged this morning, so I desire your prayers. The message today is entitled, Protect Yourself. Protect Yourself. And there's a scripture that I want to read in conjunction with the title. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and it's verse number 12. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it. But I want us to bring our minds in to what the Lord has for us this morning. Want you to be encouraged, want you to be blessed by what God has for us this morning. Want you to be thinking about what he has for you on a personal basis.
Fight the good fight of faith.
All right. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon eternal life.
Whereunto thou art also called.
Thou art also called and have professed
a good profession
before many witnesses. All right, so the scripture says, fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And so when I was given this message, the message is protect yourself. The Lord gave me an idea about a boxer. And so we're going to be using a parallel on how a boxer has to fight in this message. And so the scripture says, fight the good fight of faith. What needs to happen in our minds? There needs to be a switch if there already hasn't been a switch. Our mind needs to come to terms with the fact that we are in a fight. All right, you're in a fight. I don't care if you want to be in a fight or not. I don't care if you think it's fair that you have to fight. I don't care about any of that. You're in a fight, and you're going to be in a fight till the day that you die. May God help us this morning. So the scripture says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold upon eternal life. May God help us this morning. It doesn't matter that I don't think it's fair that there's a fight that's going on. Doesn't matter that I don't like to fight. Do you know that if you're a person that don't like to fight, you're going to have to fight?
True.
You're going to have to fight. This fight that we have to fight this morning is a fight of faith, and we're going to have to ask God to help us. If we don't like to fight, Lord, help me to be a fighter, at least in this area of our lives. It's a spiritual fight. May God help us this morning. Y'all keep praying for us. The devil doesn't like this. He doesn't want me talking about this. I'm telling you, pray for me because this is what we need by the help of the Lord. All right, it says protect yourself. So protect means to keep safe from harm or injury. If you are in a fight, what you want to do is to protect yourself.
Yes.
If you are a boxer, you get in that ring, you got to have your hands up, you better have your head on a swivel, you better have those feet moving, you better do something, because if you don't, you're going to get hit and you're going down. May God help us this morning. So to protect yourself is to keep safe from harm or injury. It's to cover or shield yourself. So sometimes in a fight, we're offensive and we're the one that's doing the punching. And then sometimes in a fight, we are defensive. And then sometimes we are both. We're offensive and we are defensive. We're trying to hit them and have them thinking about not getting hit, and where they'll move into position to where we can give them a good blow and knock them on out. And that's how we want to fight the enemy this morning. We want to fight offensive sometimes. Sometimes we got to get defensive sometimes. And then sometimes the Lord will let us know to be offensive and defensive. Set him up with the jab and then knock him out with the overhand cross. And so we can do that by the grace and help of God. But God's going to teach us how to do that. And so cover yourself, shield yourself when you're on the defense from exposure, from injury, from damage, from destruction. God has has that for us. He's going to teach us how to do it. And what we're going to talk about this morning is the three steps that we need to do in order to be a good fighter. May God help us this morning. 1 Peter 5:8, a very familiar scripture. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it. It's in 1 Peter is 5, chapter 5 and verse number 8. Go ahead and read.
Sober.
All right.
Be vigilant.
Be vigilant.
Your adversary, the devil.
All right. And so it says, be sober and be vigilant because your adversary. And so I talked about originally that we have an opponent. An adversary is defined as an opponent, one that contends with or opposes or resists. It's an enemy, it's an opponent, all right? And so I want us to be thinking about this. Whether or not you want to fight or not, whether or not you're good at fighting, whether or not you like fighting, you're going to have to fight. You have an opponent. You are in the ring, the boxing ring, so to speak, and the enemy is looking at you as an enemy. I'm going to say that again. You are your enemy's enemy. You are your enemy's enemy. And so you're wondering why you have to fight. It's because he doesn't like you. He's coming against you. He wants to destroy you. He sees you as a threat to what he has going on. You're standing for truth. You're standing for right. You're standing for what is good. And so the enemy sees you as an enemy. So he's going to come against you. And so whether or not you like that or not, whether or not you think that is fair or just, that doesn't matter. That's just the terms of the situation that you are in. And so when you have an enemy, you have to protect yourself. All right? You got to get in the mindset of to be sober, to be vigilant, to be aware of what is going on. You cannot go through life with your eyes closed and your fingers stuck in your ear and pretend like nothing is going on. Something is going on. It is not all good. It is not all good. You have something that's coming against you, that's coming to destroy you. May God help us this morning. And so, to protect yourself, the first thing you want to do is you have to become aware that you are in a fight.
Yes.
You have to be aware of that.
Yes.
Just because the devil isn't trying to knock you out just yet doesn't mean that he's not going to do that.
Right.
All right? What he does is he wants you to be asleep. He wants you to be lulled with a false sense of security. He wants you to be in a state of sleep or slumber. He wants you to be otherwise distracted. And when he can do that, then he can do all kinds of things to you unawares. All right? One of the things that Muhammad Ali used to do when he was fighting it was called a rope-a-dope. And what he would do is he would back up against the rope and he would let that other fighter punch on him and he would defend himself and block. And when that puncher got tired of punching, then he would knock them out because they'd be wore out. And many times, that's what the enemy wants to do with you. He wants to get you worried about so many different things and you're putting all your effort on so many different other things that you forget about the matter of your soul. Huh? And you forget about the matter of your soul, and he comes on in and he knocks you right on out. May God help us.
Yeah.
Don't spend all your energy on things that don't matter and things that don't count.
Yeah.
Put God first in your life and allow him to order your life. All right? Let God be your coach and tell you how to fight. All right?
Yeah.
And God will do that for you. All right? But first, become aware that you're in a fight. I'm spending a lot of time on this because there's so many people that go out. There's a statistic that says 166,000 people every day die.
Yeah.
166,000.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? You think all those people are ready? You think all those people were aware that they were in a fight, the fight of their lives, so to speak? And they end up in eternity unprepared to meet God. May God help us. We got to fight to fight. And we got to be willing to fight. And we got to be aware that we're in a fight if we're going to be successful in this fight. We can walk in the ring with our hands down. We can be overconfident. Do you know that the enemy likes for you to be overconfident? You ever seen that in a boxing match? Come in the ring, got his hands out, sticking his tongue out, dancing all around, and get caught with something. You can't do that. We got to know that this is serious.
Yes.
This is the fight of our lives. And so we got to prepare ourselves. We got to be aware, and we got to be willing to fight by the grace and help of God. May God help us this morning. A boxer knows that he's in a battle. He knows that he can't be cocky. He knows that he got to keep his hands up. He's got to keep his feet moving. When you're in a fight, a moving target is a difficult target to hit. But when you're standing still, you can get caught with something. So you got to keep moving. May God help us. The Lord wants us to keep moving, to be on our toes, and he doesn't want us to get confident or cocky. May God help us this morning. Yeah. Boxing match is over when the referee sees the fighter can no longer defend himself. Enemy's looking to destroy us, wanting to beat us down until we can't defend ourselves anymore. But God has something better for us. May God help us this morning. So we have an adversary. We need to be aware that we have that adversary. Whether we like it or not, we're going to have to fight. And so we need to arm our minds with the reality of what's going on, and they began to move forward. The first step is to become aware. The second step is to prepare ourselves.
Yes.
Prepare yourself for the fight.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. A fighter doesn't just jump in the ring.
No.
Matter of fact, sometimes they do, and it doesn't work out well.
Right.
A fighter has to run, don't he?
He's
got to train. He's got to get in the boxing ring. He's got to spar. He's got to hit the heavy bag, right? He's got to be aware of what his equipment is capable of doing and what is not. When you put those gloves on, they get heavy after a while. You do some punching, right? So you got to get in condition, right? In the same way, you and I, we got a daily fight that we have to have, so we got to be getting ready for this thing. All right? And God gives us little tests and little trials. He allows us to pray and work on the things that we're not good at. If I'm out of shape and I'm in a fight, somebody's going to hit me in the stomach. I'm just going to bend over because there's no protection there. You see? But when I know that I'm about to be in a fight, then I got to get my stamina up from running. Right? I got to tighten up the abs and get all everything tight so that when I get hit, I just don't go down. So got to do some sit-ups, don't I? Might have to do some push-ups, some jumping jacks, whatever it is that they do. You understand?
Yeah.
Prepare yourself for the fight that you are about to be in.
Right.
So the second step is the preparation. Philippians 4:6, what does that say this morning? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. All right, we have the ability to go to God in prayer and prepare ourselves. All right? And so I know that I'm about to be in a fight today. And yesterday I had a fight and I took a loss yesterday. I'm talking about theoretically. The devil came up against me with something and I took a loss. And so I said, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, I'm going to do better today. But if I don't prepare for today by going to the Lord and say, Lord, I had a problem in this area. You and I know what area we had a problem in. Lord, I had a problem in this area. And Lord, I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. And so, Lord, today I'm not making that same mistake. I'm going to come to you in prayer and I'm going to say, Lord, I've got a weak area here. My midsection ain't like it need to be. My stamina wasn't like it need to be. The enemy got in my mind and my mind, he got me sped up and I got angry. I got upset. I said something. I did something I shouldn't have done. You understand? And so, Lord, I need you to bless me in my mind. You see what I'm saying? This is the fight that we're fighting. We're fighting the enemy of our souls. And so he's going to come against us, and he's going to be looking for weaknesses. That's what fighters do. They look for the weakness. Whatever the weakness is, they're going to exploit that weakness. And so the first three or four rounds, you think you're doing good because he ain't knocked you out yet. But really what the fighter is doing is he's looking for your weakness. And so when you become aware of your, that's why fighters spar. The sparring session is to teach the fighter about where they're weak. And then they can strengthen that area up before they get to the big fight. Well, then the same way, God allows these things to come our way and we see what's going on. And so then we can do something about it.
Yeah.
Lord, help me. I don't have the patience I need to have, Lord. I don't have the forgiveness that I need to have, Lord. Well, what can I do about that? Huh? Can I go to him in prayer and say, Lord, I need you, Lord. I need you to help me. I need more patience. I need more grace. I need more love. I need more long-suffering. I need whatever it is that I need, because he's coming back tomorrow. If you give me tomorrow, he'll be there. Devil don't miss a day. That's one thing about him. Devil don't miss a day. Huh? And so we got to get ready. What would be considered cocky in the spiritual realm? When you're cocky in the spiritual realm, what would make you that way? What do we call that? Pride. Pride goeth before destruction, the Holy Spirit before a fall. And so, Lord, I've won 12 fights in a row. I'm doing pretty good. I done whooped the last 12. Let him come see me again. Let him come see me again. I'm finna do him in again. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Yeah.
The fighter can lose a fight not because he's not a better fighter than the other guy, but because pride got him.
Right.
You see? He took for granted. He thought he was going to dance around and sneak in there and just sail through the fight. But you know what? Your opponent, they got fists too.
Yeah.
Huh? They got weapons too. They wearing gloves and they train too. And so you and I have to prepare ourselves and our mind in that way too. Lord, keep me humble.
Yeah.
Lord, keep me low.
Yeah.
Help me to know that, Lord, these victories are yours.
That's right.
You're the one that gave me strength. So the glory don't belong to me.
Amen.
Lord, these are your victories. And so, Lord, I'll need you today. Keep me humble. Keep me ready, Lord, because I know I got to fight. May God help us this morning.
Amen.
Second area would be to train ourselves. Get ready. All right? There's a scripture that talks about laying aside every weight and sin that would so easily beset us.
Right.
It's in Hebrews 12 and 1. Somebody go there, get Hebrews 12 and 1. I want to read another couple of scriptures before we get there. Psalms 32 and 8, and then James 1 and 5. First, I want Psalms 32 and 8, and then James 1 and 5, please. If you beat me there, go ahead and read, please.
I will instruct thee and teach thee
All right.
In the way which thou shalt go.
All right.
I will guide thee with my eye.
All right. And so God, he knows how to get us ready for the fight.
Amen.
He's going to instruct us. He's going to teach. So we're looking at him. He's our coach in this fight.
Yeah.
And he's letting us know, you're out of shape. Get in shape. Get on the track. You need to run. Come back. You need to train. You need to get on a heavy bag. You need to get on a speed bag. You need to work on your footwork. You see what I'm saying? This is what God is doing with us.
Yeah.
All right, he's going to instruct us. He's going to teach us. He's going to show us which way we need to go. Can we go to James 1 and 5? Does anybody have that for us? Read that for us, please.
If any of you lack wisdom,
all right.
Let him ask of God.
The all right.
All right. Given.
All right. And so we have a fight on our hands. Yesterday, we fought a little old baby, little small little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Small little battle. But today, though, today's a different day. Got somebody big in the ring this time. Got somebody big, they're a little bit stronger. See, you know, that other fight we had yesterday, they couldn't hurt us even if they did hit us. It wasn't a big deal, see?
Mm-hmm.
So we just crowd them in the corner and knock them on out. But today, though, we got something bigger than us.
Yeah.
All right? And so we need wisdom.
Yeah.
We need knowledge. We need understanding.
Yeah.
We need strategy on how to fight this fight. Do you know that you don't fight every fight the same? You don't fight every fight the same.
Yeah.
The little guy that's fighting the big guy, what he should do is what should he do? Should he get in there and go blow for blow with him? Would that be smart?
No.
What should he do? Run. That's right. Run around that ring and get him tired. Get him tired and keep catching him with little shots. Keep catching him with little shots and get him on a decision if you have to. You see? But if you get in there and go blow for blow with him, he might knock you out. And we need wisdom.
Yeah.
When we come up against something that's bigger than us, stronger than us, we say, Lord, I need your help on this deal.
Right.
You're going to have to help me to know how to do. Should I face this thing head on? Do you know that sometimes the Bible tells us to run from certain things?
Right.
Huh? Remember Joseph? What did he do?
Yeah.
He ran about his clothes. He was running so fast. Took off, didn't he? He had to, because that kind of battle wasn't going to be won in that same way, you see? And so we have to have God's wisdom in leading and guiding us and directing us in each fight, each and every day. All right, and God's willing to do that. He says, if you don't got the wisdom, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
And I won't hold back from you. I'll give you all you want and more. You see? This is what God does with us and for us, because he wants us to be successful. May God help us this morning. One other thing that a fighter's got to do, and I should have said this earlier, but I want you to get a hold of this morning. I appreciate your prayers and your time and your attention. It's in Hebrews 12 and 1. Somebody read that for us. It's a familiar scripture. All right? But we want to get a hold of what God has for us in terms of fighting in regards to this scripture. All right.
So great cloud of witnesses.
All right.
Let us lay aside every weight.
All right.
And the sin which does so easily beset.
All right.
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
All right. It's talking about a race, but this applies to the fight as well.
Yeah.
A fighter get in the ring with a whole bunch of heavy stuff, some heavy boots and combat boots and everything else. He going to get worn down, going to get tired before it's over, right? And the other guy's going to get it. And so we have to do what we have to do as Christians, and we got to understand that there are some things that are unlawful that we know we got to get rid of in a spiritual way. They're spiritually unlawful, got to get rid of them. And then there are things that are lawful, things that are legal to do as a Christian, if you allow me to term it that way. But they are weights to us. They're holding us down. And so we're unable to move properly. We can't get out of the way of the devil, and he keep punching us and keep hitting us in hopes that we'll finally give up and quit and throw in the towel.
Right.
But quitting is not an option, is it?
No.
That happens in real fights. Do you know sometimes people get hit so hard, what do? They take a knee. They're not even knocked out. They do like this. And you know what that signals?
Done.
You're done. You quit. And people do that in real life too. But you and I can't do that.
No.
We got to make heaven our home.
Yeah.
We got to be pleasing unto God. And so we don't have the ability to take a knee. We got to figure out how to get this thing done by the grace and help of God. So if it's the weight that's holding us back, if we don't have the patience that we need to have, God, increase my patience, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you give me more patience?
Yeah.
Will you give me whatever it is that I need, because I got to win this battle. Sometimes we come up against things as Christians, and it seems like it's whooping us. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's whooping us. We fought this thing yesterday. We didn't do too good. Fought this thing today. Didn't do too good today either. And tomorrow we might not be successful. Listen, you got to, in your patience, possess ye your soul.
Yes.
Don't get tired on the Lord. Don't quit on the Lord. The Lord's going to give you what you need. Stick yourself in there and keep showing up to the fight, and God's going to give you the victory. But if you get impatient, you'll take a knee. You'll quit. Don't do that by the help of the Lord. God's able to keep you. God's able to keep you. Now, one more scripture, and again, we're doing well by the help of the Lord, but we need him to help us all the way through. This is the preparing part, and then we'll talk about the fighting. You got to actually fight. Does you no good to do all this preparation? Does you no good to be all aware if you won't fight? You're going to have to fight. That's right. All right, so let's go to Ephesians 6 and 11. I'm going to read these scriptures. They're very familiar to us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in who? The Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand in the last evil day. Excuse me. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on your breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Yeah. Our battle is telling you what our battle is.
Yeah.
This scripture right here is telling us the kind of fight that we're going to have. When another place it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. All right, and so our battle many times begins in the mind. This fight that we're talking about, when the devil came to Eve, he came to her in the mind. He said, look at the fruit, touch the fruit, taste the fruit, give it to your husband. You see what I'm saying? But he couldn't have done any of that if he didn't come to the mind. And so we need God to protect our mind. God gives us weapons to protect ourselves. The sword of the spirit, the shield of faith. He gives us all of these things to protect ourselves. We need to become, if we're preparing ourselves, we need to be aware of what our weapons are. Yeah. Make sure that they are in good working order. Yeah. Make sure that you use them often, and then use them to fight this fight, to fight the fight of faith that you can lay hold upon eternal life. May God help us this morning. Yeah. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. So you need all of your weaponry when you get in that ring, and then you need to be able to know how to use them, know what they're used for, use them offensively, use them defensively, and by the grace and help of God, keep prayer as your backbone. Keep prayer as your default position. All right? And God will help us out, and he'll keep us. May God help us this morning. All right, third step. I'm almost finished here, but we want to be good at fighting the enemy. Yeah. We might not be good at fighting anything else, but we want to be good at that if we're going to make heaven our home. Third step, if we've done all these other things, we got to get ready to fight. We got to resist the enemy. Somebody go to 1 Peter 5 and 9. We read about that already. Somebody get 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. It's going to tell us how to do that. And then somebody else get James 4 and 7. Once we are aware that we're in a fight, once we are prepared for the fight, then we got to actually fight. Sometimes fighters get in the ring. I've seen this before. They get in the ring and they see the enemy, and they wait until the bell ring, and they go right through the rope. They lift the ropes up and step out, and that's not an option for us.
Right.
It's not an option. You're going to have to fight. Yeah. So if you're going to have to fight, may as well get good at it, right?
Yeah.
All right? Get your mind. May God help us. Get our minds and our spirits tied in to this concept. And God will help us. That's the key. God's going to help us to be good fighters for him. 1 Peter, what did I say? 1 Peter 5 and 9. Read that for us, please.
Who resist steadfast in the faith.
All right. All right, so resist, steadfast in the faith. Yes. And so put up a resistance. Resistance means to a refusal to accept or comply with something.
Right.
All right? The attempt to prevent something by action or argument. All right? And so the enemy's going to come to you. Yes. He's going to present these things to you. And your job is to resist steadfast, which means consistently in the faith. All right? So the our faith allows us to say, by the word of God, all right, when the devil comes to you, I'm going to tell you a practical application. He comes to you and he says, do this or do that. You're going to have to do this or you're going to have to do that. This is what the enemy does. He'll try to intimidate you. He'll try to punk you or whatever it is you want to call it. And you have to, in your mind, say, well, the word of God says right here that I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Remember when Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah.
Remember what happened? The devil came to him. Why don't you do this?
Right.
He said, no, the word of God says this.
Right.
Then he said something. Why don't you try that? He said, word of God said that. But then he got tired of him, didn't he?
Yeah.
What did he say when he got tired of him? Get thee hence. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
Why are you even? Get away from me. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to talk to you. You are not my friend. Go away. All right? And you and I have that same ability by God's grace and power. We can do that. We can say, dear devil, you know the devil, some people, they struggle with things because the devil, they're just not naturally, they're not naturally strong. That's the truth of the matter. And so the enemy sees that, and so he sees if he persists, if he bullies a little bit, if he doesn't go away, that eventually you and I, if we're not careful, will give in. This happens.
Right.
Not only in real fights, but this happens with the devil. But we can get strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Huh? When I'm weak, then am I what?
Strong.
See, so God has that for us. And so what God can do is he can allow these things to come our way to show us where we're at. And then he allows us to pray about it and seek him and be persistent about it until we get the blessing like Jacob did when he was wrestling with the angel.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm losing. If you think about it, Jacob was losing the fight, was he not?
Right.
His hip was out of place. He said, "You beat me down, but I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me."
Right.
You see, that's what we have to do if we're going to fight this fight of faith. I'm weak. I'm losing here. But Lord, I don't have. There is no tomorrow, Lord. Will you bless me? Will you help me? I need this victory. And so, when a person comes with that kind of mindset, Lord, I have to have this, Lord. I'm not going away. I'm going to persist until I get this victory. Then God is going to meet that persistence with the blessing.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. He wants to do that for us, so you resist. Somebody have James 4 and 7. What does it say? I think it says,
submit yourself therefore to God.
All right.
Resist the devil.
All right.
And he will flee from
you. All right. You don't listen to the coach, then the coach can tell you, he can tell you everything that's right. Because again, the coach is looking from the outside in, and he's seeing what the opponent is doing. You're seeing it up close and personal, and it's, you don't have a lot of time to process what's happening. But the coach is watching, and he's seeing what's going on. And he's saying when you come back to the corner, listen, sit down, get some water, and listen to what I'm telling you. This is what the enemy's doing to you, and this is how to be successful. You see? But what we can do is we can resist that. The Bible says in James 4 and 7, submit yourselves unto God. God is the coach in this deal. You understand? So he's telling you how to do it. And what we are to do is say, okay, all right, I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to go out here and I'm going to implement that by the grace and help of God. Submit yourselves unto God, resist, and then what does it say? See, we didn't even talk about that yet.
Right.
That's victory.
Yes.
When you got him on the run, not you on the run, but him on the run, right, then you've got victory.
Yes.
May God help us. This is a formula for success in this fight of life.
Yes.
Submit yourself unto God. Resist the enemy. He will flee from you. All right? So God is able to help us to do that. What's that last scripture that I have there? I want to say it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 4. Somebody read that for us, please. We're almost done here. Want to encourage you to fight.
Yes.
Want to encourage you to be a fighter as a child of God.
Yes.
All right? Don't let the enemy bully you. Don't let him punk you. Don't let him wear you down. Don't let him get you to a place where you're impatient, but you stick right in there with the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord's going to stick in there with you. You stick in there with the Lord by the grace and help of God. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, what does it say? All right.
But mighty through God to the pulling
down of strongholds. All right. All right. Stop there. We got weapons.
Yes.
We got weapons. I want to encourage you to get to learn what they are. I want you to begin to use them. What God does is he tailor makes your trial and my trial to you and us.
Yes.
You and I. What he does is he sees where we're at, what level we're at. And he won't test us above that which we are able.
Right.
Is that a scripture?
Yes.
Huh? What does it say? He said he won't tempt you above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it?
Yes.
So what God does is, what he allows to come your way, he knows that you're capable of being successful, especially with his help. You see, that's the key there. You and God is going to be successful, not just you.
True.
All right? And so God says, I'm allowed this trial to come your way, but I've got something for you in this. I'm going to grow your, see, so in order to use a weapon, there has to be a fight, right?
Yes.
In order to get, you can practice all you want to, but that's not like the fight, is it?
Right.
You got to have something coming back at you in order to get good at it. So he says, this, I'm going to have you fight this. You know that in the boxing realm, a good promoter and a good boxing coach, what they're going to do is they see where their fighter's level of ability is, and they pair them with somebody that is similar to that so they can be successful.
Yeah.
God is the same way.
Yeah.
He's not going to give you something that you can't handle, but he's expecting you to be aware that you have a fight to fight.
Yeah.
He's expecting you to prepare. And then when you get in there, he expects you to actually fight.
Right.
All right? May God help us this morning. I want to make heaven my home.
Yeah.
And I want to be pleasing unto God. And I know that if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to fight for it. We always talk about salvation being free, and I believe that it is, but there's a cost to it. I don't even know how that works. It's free, but it costs. All right? You're going to have to do something if you're going to make it into heaven. You're going to have to fight. May God help us this morning. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. My aim and my goal is to make heaven my home. I want you to do the same. I'll be praying for you. Please pray for me. Thank you.